大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是阿东。
I am Dom. I'm.
我这会儿呢，想谈谈美国这两年非常流行的一个词汇。
Right now, I want to talk about a very popular term in the United States in the past 2 years.
叫做永远的底层，英文呢叫做 forever underclass。
Forever underclass.
这个词汇啊，非常非常的扎心。
This word is really, really painful.
它显示了整个时代潮流的一个走向。
It shows the trend of the entire era.
那么我来解释一下。
So, let me explain.
首先解释一下这个词汇到底是什么意思。
First, let's explain what this term actually means.
这个永远的底层
is eternal underlayer.
它特指什么呢？
What does it refer to specifically?
特指中年的35岁到40岁的高科技高学历的精英白领。
Specifically refers to the high-tech, highly educated, elite, white-collar workers aged 35 to 40.
他们都是在美国的非常著名的大公司里面工作。
They all work in very famous large companies in the US.
但是由于 AI, 他们很快瞬间很突然就丢了饭碗。
However, due to AI, they were suddenly and unexpectedly fired.
在他们这个年纪呢
At their age,
他拥有的那么多的本事
His many skills
那么多的经验
So many experiences
那么高的学历
Such a high education
他还可以干什么别的事呢
What else can he do?
比如问前面的视频
For example, asking about the previous video
我曾经讲到一个重庆的小伙子
I once told a story about a young man from Chongqing.
他就是这种精英，是吧？
He is such an elite.
然后呢，他到我们家来干个什么事情呢？
Then what did he come to my house to do?
他会下水道。
He will go into the sewer.
Oh. 我们家那小孙子，他们。
Our little grandson.
他们那个扔的那种比较厚的纸
Those kinds of thick paper they throw away
那个厕纸
That toilet paper
那个下水道堵了是吧
Did you block that hole with the drain?
因为我们呢按中国人的习惯呢买的那个卫生纸
Because we are used to buying toilet paper in the Chinese style
那个卷纸啊，买的是比较厚。
That roll of paper is quite thick.
比较，有坚韧度的。结果
，compared to the results，
这个实际上根本就不符合美国的习惯。
This is actually completely against American customs.
美国呢，这个人上了厕所以后，那个纸是丢进马桶把它冲掉的。
The guy went to the toilet and then just.Threw it into the toilet and flushed it away.
那是我们呢，按中国人的习惯呢。
However, we, according to the Chinese custom,
是把它丢在一个废纸篓里头。
Throw it into a pile of trash.
而且我们还喜欢用比较结实的那种纸。
Also, we also like to use a more sturdy type of paper.
结果这种比较结实的纸呢？
Result, this kind of paper is quite sturdy.
它就被水泡不烂，泡烂。
It has been soaked in water and rotten.
小孩嘛，你给他讲。
That kid will tell him.
你说要丢到那个桶里边啊。
You said you want to throw it in that bucket.
要丢到那个废纸篓里头。
Throw it into the fireplace.
但是他不怎么听话了。
But he doesn't listen well.
也记不得。
I don't remember either.
就经常往马桶里头。
I often put things in the toilet.
直接扔那个纸。
For Throw that paper away directly.
扔了纸最后就堵了。
Throw that paper away and then block the road.
那么这个从前的小伙子呢？
So what about that young man?
他就来偷下水道。
He came to steal from the sewer.
由于他在工作的时候啊。
Because he was working at the time.
他在偷下水道的时候。
While he was working on the sewer.
冷不丁的冒出一个关于航空煤油的解释。
A sudden explanation about aviation fuel appeared.
让我大吃一惊啊
！Surprise me！
这么一个劳动者
，this worker，
怎么会有这么高深的知识
？How could there be such profound knowledge？
只讲了一个航空煤油
，told a story about aviation fuel，
对吧
？Right？
是讲美国和伊朗打仗。
It's about the war between the United States and Iran。
搞得欧洲的这个航空煤油吃紧
The European aviation fuel shortage、
然后欧洲的航班大面积的停摆
Then a large scale shutdown of flights in Europe occurred
他怎么知道这么丰富的国际局势、啊、
How did he know such a rich international situation
而且知道这个原因
And knowing the reason
知道航空煤油的生产过程
Knowing the production process of aviation kerosene
知道航空煤油到底金贵在什么地方
Knowing the true value of aviation fuel
谁能生产
Who can produce
谁又不能生产
Who can't produce
他怎么会知道的
How could he know
原来他是一个科技精英被裁员了
He was actually a tech elite who had been laid off.
但是呢，他非常巧。
However, he was very clever.
因为他的父亲呢是个老农民啊。
Because his father was an old farmer.
因为他接到美国来生活以后呢。
Well, because after he moved to the United States to live.
他的父亲闲不住。
His father is always restless.
闲不住呢
Restless
就是干个什么活呢
What are you doing?
就去接别人的掏下水道之类的活
Go and do other people's dirty jobs such as cleaning their sewers
于是这个科技精英呢
So this tech genius
他耳濡目染
He was influenced by his surroundings
他跟着他父亲干了几次呢
How many times did he follow his father?
因为这个很低的门槛啊。
Because the threshold is so low.
没有什么技术。
There is no technology.
他很快就学会了。
He quickly learned.
所以他干脆就以这个事情来谋生。
So he simply made a living from this.
在他不断的投简历寻找到新的工作之前。
Before he constantly applied for jobs and searched for new opportunities,
他先就偷下水道，养家糊口。
He first started living in the sewers.
那么这个回头我们就讲这个叫做永远的底层。
Then let's talk about this forever bottom.
就是指的这种人，这个是非常残酷的现实啊。
This refers to the very cruel reality that,
而且在美国不断的发生。
Well, and it's happening more and more in the United States.
这些大公司说得上名字。
These big companies are well known.
什么惠普啊
？What are you talking about?
什么谷歌呀
？What Google saw?
Meta 呀，
Hey hey.
微软啊。
Microsoft,
亚马逊啊
，Amazon，
哎呦
，Oh，
不断的在大规模的裁员，不是裁一两个
，Not constantly laying off large scale, not just one or two。
我说你调皮捣蛋吗
？I said you were naughty。
你裁掉，话一裁10%。
You cut 10% of the words. There are at least a dozen people doing this. And these people have reached this age. He finds it difficult to learn other subjects.
然后呢,
Then,
他们往往呢,
they often have their own families.
都有自己的小孩,
all have their own children.
都有自己的生活圈子,
they all have their own social circles.
比如这个小孩,
For example, a child,
他上的私立学校,
the private school he attended,
他每年要多少多少万美元的学费,
how much does he pay in tuition each year?
现在你叫他把这个小孩一下子转到公立的学校,
Now, if you ask him to immediately transfer the child to a public school,
少付点钱,
paid a little less,
他这个很艰难的抉择,
this is a very difficult choice.
或者说你在美国生活,
or, to put it another way, you live in the United States.
你找工作始终找不到,
you have always been unable to find a job.
只能拿点低保,
only take a little welfare.
这个日子过不下去,
I can't take it anymore.
还房贷还不了啊,
I can't afford to pay the mortgage anymore.
因为以前都是叫做过度的消费,
because it was previously called excessive consumption.
费,你知道,
do you know?
就是我的工资,
it's my salary.
我有这么大一块,
I have such a large one.
我就花这么多,
I spent so much.
根本不存钱的,
no money at all.
知道,
right?
我还指望我的工资,
I also expect my salary.
明年这么多,
next year is so busy.
后年这么多,
so many fights next year.
后年这么多,
so many in the next year.
长得快,
it's rising quickly.
因为公司一贯的惯例都是这样的,自己的那个什么,学长,
because the company's usual practice is like this, my senior.
那个哥啊,姐啊,不都这样的吗?
Are they not like this?
所以他们的算法都是按照这个上升的通道的设计,
therefore, their algorithms are all designed according to this ascending channel.
自己的生活设计,
by life design,
自己的购买设计自己的消费,
buy and design your own consumption.
结果现在糟糕了,
the results are now worse.
突然一下,
suddenly,
不是你的工资减少,
it's not your salary reduction.
减少的问题,
if the problem is reduced,
而是根本就没饭碗了,
but it's completely unplayable.
你现在找不到别的工作,
you still haven't found another job.
那么我前面讲这个重庆小伙子,
so I was talking about this young man from Chongqing.
他为什么能够去通宵隧道?
Why could he go through the tunnel?
因为他父亲把他教会了,
because his father taught him.
那么他跟着父亲干两趟活,
then he helped his father with two jobs.
他就知道了,
he knew it.
但是其他人有这个条件吗?
But do the others have this condition?
没这个条件,
no condition.
那么回国怎么回归呢?
So how to return to China?
你小孩都在这边上,
your children are all studying here.
你小孩是美国籍,
your child is a US citizen.
你回去上什么学呢?
What are you studying?
而且在美国生活了10年,
in addition, I have lived in the United States for 10 years.
15年,
15 years.
你回到国内,
you return to your home country.
你能应付得了吗?
Can you handle it?
很多事情你根本就搞不定了,
there are many things you can't handle.
那回家去躺平行吗?
Is it sweet to go home and lie down?
有一部分可以，
Some of it is possible.
因为他们手里头呢有那么一笔存款，在美国这笔存款显得很少，要把房子卖到。
Because they have a certain amount of savings in the US, which seems to be a small amount, so they want to sell the house.
把他们存款拿出来，
What deposit to withdraw?
等于200万美元。
$2 million.
200万美元。
$2 million.
1000多万人民币了。
Over $1 million.
你到国内，你可以躺平一段时间，啊。
You can lie down for a while in China.
如果你是单身，
If you are single,
你很容易躺平。
you can easily give up.
但是如果有小孩呢？
But what about children?
你把小孩带回去，
Take the child back.
小孩不要上学，
Children should not go to school.
要看病。
Don't look at the doctor.
要各种各样的事吗？
Don't you want anything?
然后你自己那个时候，你1000多万很快花完了。
And you would quickly spend all that money, which was over $1 million.
而且你带着小孩回家。
And you bring your children home.
你不能在那租个房子。
You can't just say he rented a house.
你可能还得买房子。
You might still need to buy a house.
你买房子在什么北京上？
Did you buy a house in Beijing or Shanghai?
哎，或者是广州。
Or in Guangzhou?
深圳。
Shenzhen.
或者你自己的家乡。
Or your hometown.
比如长沙。
For example, Changsha.
长沙的王家。
Players of Tang Dynasty.
他也要雍王谷啊。
He wants to go to the Fish King Valley too.
所以呢，这个就变得非常艰难。
So this situation became very difficult.
而且前面还就是时间。
And before that, there was also the issue of time.
他就解不开来。
He couldn't solve it.
他就找不到工作。
He couldn't find a job.
他生活都找不到着落。
He has been living without a fixed place to stay.
就变成了永远的底层 ,forever underclass.
It has become a permanent underclass.
就说到正常情况下啊。
As I said before,
他们一个家庭有那么一两百万两三百万美元。
They have a family with a few million dollars, a few million dollars, or a few million dollars.
还有少数
There are still a few,
不那么正常
not normal,
或者说他们消费比较冒进的
or they are more impulsive in their spending.
他现在说不定身无分文
He might be penniless right now.
还可能欠债呢
There may still be debt.
叫他回国他怎么回啊
At least, how will he return to his country?
好麻烦，好麻烦的事情。
So troublesome, so troublesome.
OK, 这个话题就讲到这儿。
OK, that's all for this topic.
下面我再讲，做体力劳动的会不会也遭遇 AI?
I'll also talk about the sadness that can be experienced when doing physical labor.
谢谢观看。
Thank you for watching.
咱们下次再会。
See you next time.